City Councilmember Angela Hunt said a last-minute budget item for two additional full-time judges has nothing to do with efficiency at the courthouse. She called it a political solution to the recent ouster of five municipal judges as part of a move to improve the city court system.
It's not right to hand out full-time positions to well-connected attorneys. Write them into the budget. Create a position in the budget for these attorneys, who, I would remind everyone, have sued the city of Dallas.
The two people named to the new judge positions are Tim Gonzalez and Cheryl Williams, two of the five removed from the municipal court bench. Councilmember Von Seal Jones Hill called insulting Hunt's claim that the budget proposal was to ensure that people some council members want to serve as judges can do so.
I take serious umbrage at folks saying that these are my friends, these are good judges. They are people who know what they're doing, they have experience.
Hill, a former municipal judge herself, says the city should have increased the number of judges a long time ago to better handle the workload. The new judge positions passed on an 8-7 non-binding vote. Mayor Mike Rawlings was the deciding yes vote, and he acknowledged the politics of the situation.
It always seems to be about politics. It is. And this was a political body, and that's what we do. I've taken ownership of that.
The mayor said compromise is not a bad word. The final say on the new judges comes next week when the city council approves the budget for next year. BJ Austin, KERA News.